Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a little Texas blues there, folks, from ZZ Top. That's some of the music you probably didn't know much about. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you.
The website is readyfounder.com, all one word. And you can go there and sample the book, find other tools and products, and hopefully gain a lot of value.
Right. So, folks, I promise you, you will. You know how smart John is. You can tell by the things he's helping us with. John, another thing that you talk about is this thing about the fundamental of customers. And you know, I've said many times that whenever people are looking to start a business, they're always looking for. I say always. A lot of times they're looking for some kind of investor capital. You were talking earlier about. A lot of people think that the only way to start a business is it must be a technology company, and therefore it must have venture capitalists involved, right, or something like that. And I've said all along that the most precious capital in the world comes from a customer. What do you think?
Completely true. I can't think of anything more vital for a new business person to understand. I deal with a lot of early stage founders or people who just have an idea and they're trying to get it off the ground. And we're trying to determine what they need to help them lift this business off the ground. And almost invariably, they say, what I need is money. I need capital. I need investors. And, you know, my response to that is usually, no, you don't. you need to understand your customer. You need to start getting some early adopters, some early customers, some early clients, and build from there. And you certainly need resources to stay in the game over time.
Everybody needs seed capital. You need something to get started. You got to have enough gas in the truck or the car to take you to the place where you go, you know, buy what you, the stuff you need. But you know, what you were saying is such. It reminded me of Tim Berry. My buddy Tim Berry said that he was helping somebody with a business plan once, and they wanted to make soup. This person wanted to be in the soup business. He thought he could make a living in soup, and Tim didn't disabuse him of the notion, but he wanted to try to Tim to help him find capital. And Tim said, "Well, wait a minute, I don't even know if your soup's any good or not." He said, "Have you tried to get people to eat your soup?" He said, "No." He said, "Then you need to make up a bunch of your soup and go out and give it away. See if people will eat the darn stuff."
Isn't
that a great story?
I see that all the time. I see that all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, a similar example is one of the more famous ones, which is the Segway. You remember, you know, the Segway
personal
transporter?
Of course, yeah, yeah.
You know, that is a similar idea, much more complicated than soup.
I love the idea of it, but I don't want to pay $5,000 for one of them.
Incredible technology, incredible innovation, but, you know, some folks created a project called the Startup Genome Project recently to understand some of the patterns in startup success, and they found that the number one cause of startup failure, you know, from their perspective, was they called it premature scaling.
Mm-hmm.
Premature scaling happens when you have too much money
right.
and not enough
oh, yeah.
customers.
Boy, did we see that in the 90s, right?
Right, right. And so one of the things I think about often is, what can we learn from sometimes called accidental entrepreneurs, people who built a business because they started with a customer
right.
that they might not have even expected.
Mm-hmm.
But that's starting in the right place. And we've talked about Stacy's Pita Chips before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Boston streets, two restaurateurs, or really aspiring restaurateurs, they wanted to open a restaurant, but they didn't have enough money. So they started a lunch cart. And people lined up for these pita wrap sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep people in line, they started giving him these baked pita chips, which they made every night at the end of the, you know, after the shift. And people liked the chips so much that they said, "Well, I just want to buy the chip.
Keep your wrap. I want a chip."
Yeah, and so then they said, "Well, maybe we'll go retail." They started putting these in stores. They built a $60 million business and sold it to Frito-Lay.
Accidental entrepreneur.
Simply by following the customer.
What did I say? Customer expectations.
Exactly.
The customer has all your answers, folks. Whether you're a tiny, tiny company or Google or Microsoft or whatever, the customer has all the answers. Hey, John, I've enjoyed this. Well done today. Good job. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Me too.
John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. ReadyFounder.com is his website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. By the way, get his book, Six Secrets to Startup Success.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.